Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tail. T-A-I-L. Tail. Not like a fairy tale, but like a donkey tail. No. Pin the tail on the donkey. T-A-I-L, tail. Text tail to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. I don't know why the donkey tail popped into my head, but that number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Winning, duh. Message and data rates apply. Tail is this hour's code word. 12K a day. Doing it right through 6 o'clock this afternoon. This evening.
So, fudge is all I can say to this.
Fudge.
415 says, Vinny, once you open the carton, you have 1 to 2 weeks to drink it.
Oh.
That's bogus because it says September 23rd.
Right.
The whole point behind having the almond milk around was I thought I had like 2 months, you know.
Well, I mean, experiment with it.
Well, I don't even know if you can smell test
I think you'd
almond
to,
milk
I think
the
you'd
way
be able
you,
to tell when
you think?
You taste it, it'd be soured. I don't know.
925
yeah,
says,
right.
How about nut juice?
Nut juice is a great name for it.
Nut juice might not be.
Nut gravy.
So not sexy.
Nut fluid.
Yeah, that might not work out.
Nut juice?
Nut juice is pretty good.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I like it. Hey, can we pick up some nut juice?
Do I have to?
I got it right here.
Yeah,
right?
I already have. I make that day.
Now if you go to the fridge.
Yeah. Wives, everybody will be like, oh my God, you're
yeah,
so funny.
I'm brewing it as we speak.
That is hilarious.
It's going to be hot.
It's coming in hot.
Nut shots.
Shots.
Speaking of shots. What did you last night use that?
What?
Using?
What?
Did you go out and party last night?
No.
Wait a minute.
What?
Is that what we're talking about? I thought there was something that went down between you and Johnny V, but
I
you went and
no
partied?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Well, I'm asking you a question because it sounds like she just...
I didn't say anything. I just asked her what she did last night. That's all. I just was reminded. We haven't
Let's
gotten to the
see.
Bottom of that yet.
I was looking like, who's this brought to us by?
I don't know.
Did you do
nothing.
Any shots last night?
What?
Did you do any shots? She just alluded to the fact that she some must know that you did shots last night, but she didn't
she
say.
She doesn't know
I'm
anything,
asking. She doesn't?
Vinny.
Do you know anything?
Apparently not.
Did you do any shots last night? Okay, so that's yes.
Tell that truth for
so
why?
There was
I
a,
will not,
So
sir.
Instead of there being an argument, there was a party. So I don't know. If the story's fun, let's hear it. That'd be great.
Here's a fun story.
I know the people
got
are frothing for a great story that has nothing to do with our president or politics or fires.
Sure. Oh, my God.
On fire.
Murders. We don't want any of that. We want fun stories. Oh, meaningful eye contact going on between you two. What's happening? What's going on here?
Well, I'm winking my brains out, but nothing's happening. Any more winking and
today.
I'm going to look like something's wrong with me.
The bear's eating us today. working out.
Yeah, I love it.
It's awful.
I miss it so much.
It's like the last thing on earth you want to do, but you got to go do it.
I got to do a ton of it over our vacation and was in heaven.
Oh, the best. Do you listen to music when you work out?
Not usually.
No?
If I haven't lifted weights for a long time. When I lift weights, I love to have music on. Mm-hmm. Pantera, Maiden,
sure.
Slayer.
Gives you some juice.
Right.
Right.
But I haven't done that in a while. You need to do that consistently for it to be of any use.
And when you're on the treadmill, you usually watch a TV show or something.
I will. It'll actually pass the time better than music. So
that's
I'll watch.
Interesting.
And if I go running out in the street or if I'm biking, I don't involve myself with music at all.
A lot of people do run with music, though. I mean, I guess it depends where you're running. If you're running, sometimes there's places where you need to be able to hear.
You know what I've found? Not only is it the hearing, but it's just the idea of this thing pop my ear. Piece pops out or it's not working and I'm stopping to fix it and I find myself going I'm wasting time. I just want to do this. I don't want to be caught up with nonsense. So
I'm looking for anything to distract me from the fact that I have to move. Ugh.
Oh, so you do so listen to music
out.
When
I do
you work
all
out.
Listen to music. And so it was funny because I saw this and I hate working out. It's so stupid and awful. Getting sweaty for no reason. A workout. Girl, look at this body. Girl, look at this body. Oh, that body. Look at that body. There's a blog that put out a list of 10 rock songs to keep you pumped up during a workout. Just to, you know.
Oh.
But what was nice about this list, because it, you know, it stayed away from the obvious ones like, you know, like AC/DC or Zeppelin or.
How about Drake? He better be on that list.
Drake is not on the list. So these are things that, so it's all relatively obscure, but I thought it might be fun to listen to them and just see like, oh, would this be like if you were running on a treadmill, which is already the most boring thing on earth, would this song continue to pump you up? And actually, I know your girlfriend has like a list of songs.
She does.
That have certain beat counts, like for warm up and peak activity and then slow down. So here are some of these songs. And I don't know, maybe you even have a mix for your workouts and maybe these will spice it up a little bit. The first one is Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, they're great.
Oh, they're not really in any order. Oh, that's pretty good. I guess we're trying to motivate you to work out this morning.
That's a good song.
Oh, you like that?
For a workout, absolutely.
Do you listen to music when you run? And
sometimes, but sometimes I'll listen to a book on tape.
Oh.
Kill Two Birds.
Sure. What books do you listen to on tape? Like How to Forgive People?
Yeah, yeah.
Part 5?
Yeah,
whatever.
Part 6, Part 7,
Do you listen to fiction ever?
Not really. It's mostly like Jesus books.
Oh, Jesus books.
Yeah.
Is the Bible a book on tape? Yes. Do you ever listen to the Bible?
You know, there is a version of the Bible on tape where like they've got all these famous actors reading it and they really like they do an amazing job. Like you almost want to just listen to that as opposed to actually read it. But I don't listen to that. I just listen to other books, you know.
Do you read the Bible every day?
I try, yeah.
Really?
I try to, yeah. I'll be honest.
What
probably
version
like,
though?
5 days a week. So I'll usually read the New International Version, the NIV, but every once in a while, the old King James Version has a verse that I like better than the old, so I'll look at that. Mm-hmm. And if there's a verse I really like, there's a website that shows every translation. There's like 20 different Bibles, so I'll read all 20.
If they set the Bible readings like to music, like if Drake made rap Bible verses, would
yeah,
you be
absolutely.
Into that?
Absolutely, because that'll make it so much easier to memorize verses.
Right,
they rap, 100%,
you know,
yes.
Mark 1 through 9 or whatever. I don't know how they arrange that stuff.
Right.
So, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs meets your approval.
Yes,
okay,
like
here's another one. Oh, this is a band that I feel like, oh, you're kidding me. It's already a
Who
thing.
Who is this? What's her name?
This is Esther Mui. It's titled Christian Worship and Scripture Songs. So
what is she singing? What verse? What Bible verse?
This is Isaiah 55:6-9 song.
Let's listen to a little of this.
Seek the Lord while
he
may be found.
Out. Where's my Pantera?
This is what Human Works out
You're
to,
You're not
going
to play Sabbath right. anytime soon?
Turn that off. We're not playing any. I'm telling you, they stayed away from known things. It's all pretty obscure. OK Go's Invincible.
Oh, right.
I always think of them as being that video
yeah,
band.
Not.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Good
feels a little slow, actually. Mm-hmm. I would think a little bit faster beat would be what you want. Like, you'd be running pretty slow to this. Maybe you could.
Or really fast.
Yeah, really fast or pretty slow. My Chemical Romance, Tomorrow's Money makes the list of best songs to work out to. Oh. Hooman, does that meet with your approval?
It's good. I like
it's
the
a
other
messy.
Two. Yeah, yeah, I put it. I give that one the bronze out of the three.
10 rock songs to keep you pumped up during a workout. Hollywood Undead. Do you know this band? Hollywood Undead? Anybody?
No.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's funny. This one is. That's the first one that I'm like, I can picture, you know, because I do this elliptical. It's so boring. Oh my God. But music, you know, you tend to go with the beat. So if you wanted to. This is a good one.
You don't think the elliptical, though, of all the exercise things is sort of the. You just get on there. It's mindless. It doesn't hurt. It's like you just truck. I think they're kind of cool.
They are cool. I have to admit, I certainly like it a lot better than a treadmill because I've run on treadmills before and they're just, it's you might as well just be running. Like,
right.
Black.
Well, you
like,
are
it's,
running.
It's so boring right. that I might as well just leave my house and go. Like the elliptical I like because you're right. It's very smooth and you can hit the incline.
Doesn't hurt your joints.
Right.
You get a good sweat going. You can stay on there basically all day.
You can actually because you can slow way down and kind of like rest a little. You can do good interval training. Or you could skip the whole thing altogether and just sit on the couch.
Why would you
do
that? And by the way, I've stopped saying anything.
I don't like the bounce of the elliptical. The whole bounce thing I don't like.
Isn't that better though than running for you? Because really, you're kind of, you shouldn't be.
I'd rather walk.
Like, oh, that's funny. I would actually think an elliptical would be good for you. Yeah.
I don't like the bounce effect.
I guess when you get going, there is some bounce. I don't really notice that, but I don't have gigantic breastoids.
Yeah. Either. None of us can comment on that.
What about the crows?
Yeah.
No crows on the elliptical.
That's for sure.
That's true.
Billy Talent featuring Auntie Flag has made this list. It's called Turn Your Back. 10 songs, 10 rock songs that'll pump you up. I wonder what the combined length of all these songs is. If I can make it to a half an hour, that'd be perfect for me. TV on the Radio, Wolf Like Me. Oh, boy. People love TV on the Radio.
They do, and I think they're overrated.
Ah, I'm working out to this one. This is nice.
You don't want lyrics?
I don't know if there's
lyrics. They're going to kick in soon.
Oh, Lay Hands on Me, Human. That's Christian.
It is. Praise the Lord.
What do you think?
I like the guy's voice, so it works. I didn't like it until he started singing.
All right, we're breaking a sweat here. The Regrets. It's like a band for Vinny.
Come on.
Regretta.
It's mean.
No, not mean. Like, he likes Regretta, you know?
Oh.
Hot. Okay. This is kind of an odd mix. It's funny. It's not really what I expected. I expected more kind of electronica, kind of, you know, that heavy bass. Here's another one. Billy Boy on Poison. On My Way. Oh. Ooh. All right. There you go. There's a bunch of songs that'll pump you up during your workout. Should we post this somewhere so people can?
We can.
They
sure.
like. Yeah, here. I'm going to set it aside.
Okay.
That'd be a fun one to.
Hooman will get right on that.
Thank you, Hooman. Wow. You're amazing.
I like that song by Judah and the Lion, Take It All Back. I'd like that to be on the list. Do you know that?
I do not know that song. Judah and the Lion.
Do you know?
So you want to add some songs to this list?
Well, if I could just throw in my choice.
Is that a Jesus thing, Judah and the Lion? Judah sounds like a...
That's it, Bryn?
Yeah.
Is this it, Hooman?
Yeah.
Where do you know this song from?
They play it on Live 105. Or Alt 20.
Alt 105.
Whatever it is now.
This song. This is a good one.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
You gotta get to the hook.
Yeah, jump ahead.
Oh, that's cool. He gets to the...
This part.
Okay. Turn up, Brenny.
Yeah, turn it up, Bren.
Oh, we missed it.
Oh, did we skip the part?
You just got to go a little bit further.
Oh, big old diamond ring. That doesn't feel workout-y, though. It feels, you know?
Uh-huh.
It kicks in when
oh.
he gets...
Oh, let's jump ahead. See what
oh, that says. That's nice.
Okay. Isn't this the one I'd give it all up just to have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not here. So this is a song he's of regret. Trying. It's like he pursued his career, but
man,
he...
Man, I'll
and he...
take it all back. Take there you go. All back, take it all back.
I just thought that was a... That's a pretty good little... group of obscure songs. I like your edition. Yeah. It feels
anybody
like it
have
fits.
Any more
yeah,
you
I like
add?
Trap Queen by Fetty Wap.
Oh my
Trap
god.
Queen?
You stop
oh,
it.
That's actually different though.
That, I like that one.
I got the edited version for that.
You got that?
No, we're going to
I have it all along. Here it is.
Right. Is this the one where he mumbles? What?
My baby, baby.
In the kitchen cooking pops?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my baby.
I listen to like upbeat electronic music, usually like Avicii type music.
It's funny that you call this electronic because I mean I get that it's probably loops and stuff, but it actually sounds like
well,
you
there's
know,
a singer. This is Aloe
and
Black.
Guitars
yeah,
and...
Exactly. But there's a guy. Avicii's behind it. He's right. Just a digital guy.
Play Sure right. Thing
rest
by Miguel.
Rest in peace, Avicii.
Sure Thing.
By Miguel.
Oh, my God. Please stop, you guys.
We're helping the list. We're making the list grow.
You're growing the list. Make sure you add all these when you post it.
Okay. I don't know about that.
All right.
All right.
Next
I just
want to
make sure it's clean, you know.
Oh,
all right, here
oh we
is.
Are playing another one.
Really? This?
No,
yeah.
This is not.
This is like.
This sounds like a song to get down to.
Yeah, this is like bed music.
Yeah,
it's like
not
this,
workout.
This comes on
music.
Right after.
It's advanced.
Coldplay.
Advanced.
You turn around, she's all double right. Crying. Crying out
of
ears.
That's a low blow, Sarah.
Oh, man.
You know, his possible future wife is on the drive-in right
she
now.
She is.
Isn't she?
Rachel.
She's not on her way yet? Don't you think that she needs to be on her way by now?
Yeah, isn't she driving down from, like,
Rohnert Park?
Oh, man. So, big movie review, everyone. 9 a.m. Mission Impossible 6. Posted a picture on the outside.
With Rachel.
Instagram.
Guest star, Rachel.
Mission Impossible.
Guest star, Rachel.
6.
The guy who just won the Triple Crown, or the horse, I should say. I mean, he is a dude, but... his name's Justify. He has won 6 races. He has run 6 races. He is retired. He had a little swelling in his ankle. They decided, we're done. He didn't race at all as a 2-year-old, apparently, because sometimes they do. He raced 6 races as a 3-year-old. 3 of them were the Triple Crown, and he won them all. And then they were getting him ready for his 4-year-old season. I guess they don't really race too much longer, maybe
well,
four
they
or 5
him,
year
right?
Old.
Anyone who's got success, they stud
that's
him
that's exactly, I'm sure, what they're thinking. Like, why would we bother even racing this horse anymore? Let's just sell shares in him, and it's going to be good times for everybody. He's going to stand stud. It costs so much money. I've no idea. Can you see what it costs to have, like, a Triple Crown winner father the child of your horse to be your horse's baby daddy? So I guess they were training him to race as a 4-year-old. I don't know, just to up his stock, I guess.
It looks like it's about $200,000. They call it a stud fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people actually, they'll syndicate the horse. Like, they sell shares in the horse. So then any stud fees that come in, everybody who owns a share of the horse gets, it's like a whole thing. So if you buy that, that benefits everybody who owns a share. Anyway, the Triple Crown winner, Justify, you will not be seeing him race again. Mm. He had a little water on the ankle, a little fluid around his ankle.
It goes into the millions, though, depending
yeah.
on... Yeah, it's crazy.
And to buy a share is probably really expensive. So they get all this money up front, and then they start getting the stud fees. And
Weird.
A lot of money in horses.
I know, I hate it. Mm.
so much.
Oh, and that's it. So we worked out and we talked about the horse that isn't racing anymore.
And we added new songs.
And we did. Thank you for that. That was great.
You set?
Yes, Vincent.
Over to you.
I got nothing.
All right.
Well, I was thinking you could tell us about your night or something.
I don't think so.
The way we all talk about our day the day before.
I don't think so.
The buildup is excruciating. I mean, I cannot.
Will you tell us on The Secret Show?
I'm leaving.
I'm going to.
No!
Let's toss it over to
Rachel's
me.
Rachel's going to be here.
Review Mission Impossible 6, 9 a.m., everybody.
What if we run right to The Secret Show? Can you stay for a little while?
No.
Okay. Yeah, let's not force it. Right, Bryn?
Well, you know, I just follow the lead here. I'm not going to make any decisions. Just want to make sure everybody's happy.
Well, it looks like the lead's in that room because we don't seem to have a say in anything.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, what's that I smell? Oh, I think it's Friday.
Oh.
It's getting really close.
Feels like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh.
It's close, but no cigar, everybody. This part of the show is brought to you by TheraBreath Mouthwash. We'll take, caller number 9 right now. Yeah, it's Lenny Kravitz time, everybody. Lenny is coming to the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on October 4th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow, which is Friday, in case I haven't made that abundantly clear. 10 a.m. tomorrow, apeconcerts.com. But you can win them from Alice all this week. In fact, right now is your chance to call. 800-400-FM97. Caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to see Lenny Kravitz on October 4th.
I hear all the real partying happens on Wednesday night anyway. Cares about Friday when there's Wednesday.
Did you hear that, Yuzi?
And don't forget about Thursdays at 9 a.m. too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are also, That's the secondary party, but the big party's on Wednesday night.
Apparently.
At dinner. What time did you eat dinner last night?
It was dinner?
Oh.
What time did you eat last night?
I don't remember.
Oh, snap.
What'd you have?
Was it after 7 p.m.?
I don't remember.
Getting tense in here.
My head is hot.
Was it still light out?
I think it started to be.
You mean it was
starting to be
dark?
Started
to get light out.
Daybreak?
You
were out that late?
Isn't the sun setting around 8 o'clock
yeah,
now?
It's
so
late.
You're saying that it was like around sunset that you ate. Like 8 o'clock seems really late to be eating.
Sunsets in San Francisco at 8:24.
How about Redwood Shores? How about Redwood Shores?
Yeah.
Let me check.
Yeah, check on when it sets at Redwood Shores. Hey, so, wow, that was pretty late dinner.
Oh, it's a little earlier, 8:22.
Oh,
really?
8:22
oh,
in Redwood Shores. That is interesting. So you were eating at sunset. It seems unusual.
Yes, I agree.
Wow.
Is that where the chicken wangs are from? Those are delicious.
The wangs?
The wangs
you
are
like
there?
Them? I know my I'm burning. My tongue
spicy.
Is burning right now. Yeah, they're hella hot.
Did you get them from dinner last night? Is that what those are from?
Mm-hmm.
So where did you go?
By my house.
Oh, my gosh. She's just shutting me down. She's the
wrong
Mexican.
Bad. Something good happened.
Something good happened last night.
I can't get a story out of anybody.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our website.
All right. I think we put that list of workout tunes up there.
The guys in the digital department have worked really hard to make that.
Oh, good for you.
Digital.
Now say their names.
Well, he knows one of them.
Let's see.
Brad and Ron.
Oh, and Ron. Oh, I didn't remember Ron.
And Ron.
I know Ron, those guys.
Ron. Brent.
Ron. Brad.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
So yesterday, dozens of Nia Wilson's relatives and friends packed into the Alameda County courtroom to see the man accused of stabbing her in the neck on the Oakland BART platform. John Lee Cowell, age 27, only appeared for a moment in the afternoon hearing wearing a red jail-issue jumpsuit.
Murder.
Right? He was charged.
The people in red are murderers.
Is that so?
I believe
specifically.
So.
Oh, I didn't realize they had color coding.
He was charged with murdering Wilson, Neo Wilson, 18, and attempting to murder her 26-year-old sister, Latifa.
So just
The whole family came for this. Neo Wilson's mother, father, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, and uncles. And they all sat there struggling to process that last Sunday. This guy killed their daughter, their family member, their sister, their cousin, their niece. So he's due back in court on August 22nd to enter a plea. So about a month from now, BART police haven't established a motive. And yet what we know about this guy is he was just released from jail recently. Actually, after the murder, after stabbing these two women in the neck, he walked away through a backpack with several items that had his name and date of birth and everything in it. So they were able to recover this backpack he threw away, and they had his name. They looked for him, and he was found because someone riding the BART train, a bystander, saw him.
On the train.
On the train. Cowell was on, and this guy, let me get his name again, John Lee Cowell, was on an Antioch-bound BART train. Police arrested him without incident at the Pleasanton Hill Station. Here's what we know. He was released in May from the California Men's Colony in San Luis Obispo after serving a two-year sentence for robbery. His family say he'd served part of his sentence at a nearby state hospital, which treats criminal defendants and mentally ill prisoners. One family member of his says they haven't spoken to the guy in more than a decade. He was under active parole supervision and had no active warrants. They're not willing to disclose whether he'd been at a state mental hospital due to federal patient privacy laws. So we're not allowed to know that.
Just the fact that they're not admitting it means he was.
Obviously, the Wilson family is furious that this guy was roaming free with a history of violence and mental health issues after being released from prison.
Well, that's the problem.
And people want to know if the system's going to change, but I'll tell you something. Here's a guy who jumped two innocent women standing on... Did he jump 10 giant men and stab them in the neck? No, he didn't. That's not someone who's crazy enough to do that.
Right.
He picked out two people who were listening to some music, not even looking around.
Just waiting for their train.
He's not that crazy.
Nope.
To me, there's some self-preservation there in his mind if he didn't attack. So, you know, I mean, he knew who he was attacking, someone he could attack.
It's just horrible. Ugh.
So there's that update. Another month before we hear from him again. Facebook is having some trouble, as it's been reported. Their stock is in a free fall. I guess they didn't meet some projection. This is the first real post-scandal earnings report, and they missed expectations. And investors have been selling.
What is the stock price right now?
I had it up. Let me see. Facebook stock. According to this, it's down 42.
What's the price?
175.
Oh.
You going to sell? Oh, you already sold.
I actually sold at 168.
Oh.
And it went way up, and I was like, oh, great. But I was still happy I sold it. It's just, I found that whole situation to be so annoying and awful.
It's troubling that they sat there. I mean, they must look at their site. We were all watching how polluted the Facebook pages were. They didn't think maybe we should do something about this.
I hate
and
to
not
do...
sell all our people's information.
I hate to
Cambridge
do this.
Cambridge Analytics.
But since we're talking about stock, I just went ahead and looked up Snapchat.
Oh, why did I do that for?
Have you looked at it today?
I have not.
Okay.
I actually looked up Facebook.
What is it?
$13, everyone. 13.
Well, listen, if Facebook goes away, Snapchat might just go through the roof.
Mm. All right. Well, listen.
My kids are constantly on Snapchat. The kids are using Snapchat.
Right.
For whatever that's worth.
Well, their stock hasn't been worth a you-know-what forever.
What'd you buy it at?
21. I bought it over 20. 20-something. Mm. It's at 13 now. Yeah, there's the dip in Facebook stock. The graph of Facebook stock is...
Wow, look at that. Yep.
Sarah, do you know Brady Young?
I don't. I don't believe I do.
You sure?
I don't know. What's the...
How many people go to your naked gym?
No one. There is no naked gym, Vincent. Yeah. Naked gym. Stop it. It's a underpants and t-shirt gym.
Police in Nashville, Tennessee got a call on Monday because there was a guy exercising at the McDonald's naked.
Oh, at McDonald's?
Yeah, he was doing jumping jacks in the women's bathroom.
Oh. A lot of problems with this story.
When the cops got there, they found your friend Brady Young... Still naked, still in the women's bathroom, and still doing jumping jacks.
Oh, boy.
He can just go and go.
It's weird. I don't think of McDonald's patrons as people who can do endless jumping jacks.
Well, the cops noticed a strong chemical smell in the bathroom, and they suspected he'd been huffing the cleaning supplies.
Oh. I didn't even know you could do that. Boy, people really will just try anything, won't they?
He was arrested for... Right. Well, have you ever seen... I mean... We've heard the term sniffing glue or whatever, but I have seen pictures of, I guess you call those mug shots, of guys who were huffing paint, and they've got paint all over their face, and they're breathing that.
Ugh, what must the inside of their lungs look like?
Right.
Like rainbow Skittles.
Exactly right.
That is a thing on Google.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What'd you type in?
Huffing paint mugshots.
Oh, these are all older dudes. You're like, getting guys, what are you doing?
There, look up huffing paint mugshots.
Oh,
that's all over them. And they're
the
breathing
the bright blue. They're breathing bright blue paint or whatever color.
Yeah,
that guy looks like he might have hit his head at some point.
Anyway, Brady Young
Jesus.
Was arrested for public indecency, trespassing, and public intoxication. Do you know?
Oh, poor girl.
Girl did it.
Don't huff. Don't huff people.
Come on, girls. You're better than that. Look at her shirts on inside out and backwards. There's the tag right there in the front by her neck.
Oh, that's a good one.
Come on.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
You know Eric Stagno?
These people are disgusting looking.
Yeah, they are.
I don't. Is he another member of my naked gym?
He is.
Oh, is he?
There's a 34-year-old guy named Eric Stagno who went into a Planet Fitness in New Hampshire on Sunday, stripped totally naked, and started doing yoga on one of their mats. The staff called the cops, and when they got there, Eric told them he didn't understand why they were messing with him for being naked. He's just exercising. It's not wrong, right, Sarah?
That's wrong. He's in a public place. I mean, you can exercise naked all you want, but you have to do it privately. I mean, don't you? Am I crazy?
He says
I don't want any naked people at my gym. Plus, I don't want their butts touching everything, etc.
Their marketing slogan is, it's a judgment-free zone.
Oh, and so he thought...
He could
just do anything he wanted.
Anyway, he was arrested for indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct.
If you were working out naked, wouldn't you be afraid that you'd get happy? Like, what if you're walking around and there's all, you know, chicks in workout clothes and there you are walking around naked?
There's a lot of hot chicks at the gyms, but I'd never...
You never get any wood?
I mean, no, because you're busy doing something else.
But if you're naked, like, the air is getting at you and your hand brushes against it?
I'd be more afraid of, like, injuries, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Lifting weights or getting...
I wouldn't do it.
Body parts caught in machines and stuff like that.
Yeah, you'd want to keep all that stuff contained, close to your body.
Have you ever been naked on a beach?
Mm-hmm.
You have. Have you ever been naked on a beach?
Fully naked? No, I don't think so.
You haven't?
You haven't, like, run in and gone skinny dipping somewhere? No. It's hard to go skinny dipping here. It's freezing.
It is cold. You're right.
East Coast, you got some warm beaches.
I think so.
I was so proud of Rebecca's daughter who went surfing here locally recently.
Oh, I heard her telling you about this.
Yeah, what was she saying?
She was saying that her daughter loves it. She's
couldn't
she
get
couldn't
her, out,
get
of
her out of the water. Yeah.
Olive
no,
and Sarah.
The older one.
I was just like, and you didn't call me. You're right here. Call me. I would have surfed with her.
Aww.
I would have gladly gone out with her.
Go, sorry, honey. I got to go. My friend's kid's in the water.
Yeah.
Someone's got to get her out of there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I don't want to invite too many people into the ocean. It's crowded out there. But, you know, someone I know and care about, I would gladly help her. Watch her like she's my own.
Aww. Bring her on with you to let her see another little girl surfing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Has your daughter expressed any interest in
she
trying?
She can't wait.
Oh, good. That's good. She's going to.
She can't
clearly
go yet, but she's swimming. She's getting better. I got her jumping off stuff and into the water. So she's, her guts are up.
Good.
Her swimming skills are still very weak.
She's a four-year-old. Well, almost five.
We're working on it.
Yeah. She's going to be showing her sister how to do stuff.
We hope. We hope. There's possibility there could be some issues, but, you know. We're working on it.
No, it's going to be fine.
She's going to be bossy, though.
That's all right. The little girl will be like, oh, that's my boss, Isla.
Plus,
she's going to worship her older sister, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go. We'll see.
It's going to be fine.
Bossy.
It's going to be great.
I hope so. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The Wake Me Up song that Bryn called electric music was played every morning in the Santa Rita jail when I was there for weeks. LOL.
Oh.
Nice.
To wake me up?
I guess. Huh. Additional workout songs. Run by Foo Fighters. Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. And Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, nice.
Those are all good.
Yeah. I thought that was sort of a fun story. Everybody works out. Well, everybody thinks about working out at least.
415 says, I listen to you guys while working out.
Oh. Aww. Well, I hope we motivate you.
And all night.
There's another one.
All day.
I listen to Sarah and Vinny when I work out.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
We should reward you with a great story from, like, tales of last night's adventures.
We should. You should get to hear a great story. Okay, I guess that's not going to happen. So we're going to take a quick break. Oh, is it 8 o'clock already?
Holy cow.
Well, I'm going to do a Demi Lovato update and more after the news.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.